about the time they began to get a some sort of usable definition in their minds of what a guerrilla war was, it had become a big combat war, it had become a big unit war.
Right.
And the policymakers were always behind the fact and that was catastrophic. It was a disaster.
Okay, I think, sir, I have asked you everything I wanted to ask you. It's a fascinating life. I can't wait to write. I'm sure you remember the days when you were a million papers you had to go through, you're on deadline, and you haven't written enough. That's my situation. But I'll get there.
My favorite all-time small memory, that guy by the name of Jim McConaughey was chief of the Washington Plant Life Bureau for years. And he was therefore Time's senior political reporter. And the custom in those days was for McConaughey to go out and across the land, crisscross the land, and come back and report how the land felt about two or four or six candidates. And he wound up one of these trips to Los Angeles. And I went up and met him at his hotel. And so what kind of a trips have been, Jim? He said, oh, great, great, it's been a great trip. Suitcases, what do you do with three suitcases? He said, those two are full of notebooks. And I said, Jesus, you gathered a lot. He said, yeah, now if I just didn't have to write the son of a bitch.
Working. I wanted to ask you a couple of people in terms, if you recall them. John Griffin.
Griffin.
I looked him up on the internet. He's now in Honolulu, writing for a Honolulu paper. He gave $300. John Griffin.
John Griffin?
Griffin.
Oh, yeah, vaguely.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
All right, Safer gave $500, but should have given a lot more given how much money he made on his book.
Yeah.
Bill Plant contributed. Interesting.
I don't remember that.
And do you remember, I gave $100.
No.
Do you remember Don, because I couldn't read the handwriting, Don, is it Mosky or Mosky?
Mosier.
Don Mosier, okay.
M-O-S-E-R.
And was he with Time?
Life.
He gave $200.
Yeah.
Now Stan Cloud gave $100,
yeah.
I know Stan.
Yeah.
Dean Bra.
Dean.
B-R-A.
No.
No? Dean? Is there a Dean? Do you remember a Dean?
Yeah, Dean. It's a short name, too, but it's not Bra.
I'm trying to read someone's. Trying to read Anson's handwriting.
Yeah.
It looked like B-R-A.
Yeah. Ooh, it's one of those old age blanks again.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Well, Laura Palmer, I know. I mean, she's Laura Palmer. Remember?
Yeah.
And then Jason. All it says is Jason. Gave $500.
Jason McManus.
There was no last name.
Yeah, Jason McManus.
And who was he with?
The editor at Time.
Oh.
At that time,
Yeah. And Dick Clearman, who I know, gave $250, and then there was a corporate matching of $750. Mm-hmm. And does that mean Time did a corporate matching?
Time put up the $750.
Okay. And then Jack Lawrence joined in.
Yeah. I have a note from Jack the other day.
Where is he?
London.
Ah.
Wonderful guy by the name of Robert Manick, Time correspondent, died all alone in London. Jack, it was a lot of comfort to him in his last days.
I found the official press list of reporters accredited to MACV. And on his name is on it, of course, every year from 65 to 75. This is great.
Yeah.
I have a, and actually I don't need to take this, but I had a personal, I just wanted to